20th parak of Kalim, third Mishnah. Makal shasoy beis yad lekaldam. Person had a piece, stick of wood, which he made as a handle for an axe. Chibul atumah b'shas melocha. When you're using it, it is considered a part of the kli, even though they would remove it sometimes. But when it was being used as a handle for the kli, it is makabel tumah. Dyoisto chibul atumah b'shas melocha. Dyoista is. Dio means two-sided kli, which is some type of stick that had a hole on the top of it, on the bottom of it, and they would stick two beams or other pieces of wood into those holes. So basically, he had a beam going across and two beams sticking perpendicular to it on the two ends, and they would use this for part of the twining process of threads. Go upon him. So it's all considered one kli, lekabel tumah. Yeah, if it's kli eight, it's not lekabel tumah. But if part of it was metal, then even the wood that was connected to it, the wood part of it, would also be lekabel tumah since it's considered one kli. Kol bekloinos tumah. If they took this kli and they stuck it onto, nailed it into some long beam, still tumah. It's not considered part of it, just for the fact that it was nailed down to it is not enough to be mevatel the kli. Also, like justo, if on this big beam they etched out this justo type of kli at the end of it, so we don't say the entire beam is meshamish that kli, because that's not the case. Only handle is meshamish kli. If you have this long beam sticking out of it, the only part that's tummy is the part that is close to the kli and will be used to move it around the kli. Kisei shekava b'klunas tummy. If a person took a chair and he also nailed it into this beam, it's still tummy. Ein achibah lo, it's not considered one unit as far as tumah. Also by kisei, if he etched a chair into the end of a beam, ein tummy lo makayma, then it's also only tummy in the place that you're going to sit on, but the rest of it is not considered part of the chair. Kova v'kar is beis habad. If you use this as he put this to be the beam for olive pressing, then it is tame. In other words, the chair, if you have a chair that was connected to this beam that was used for pressing olives, the chair is still habul tumah in chibulo. Also, b'roisha kisei tohor. You made a chair at the end of a sitting place at the end of this beam, it's still tar. Why? This is the rule. If this kli is primarily used for something else, not to be sit on, for a person to sit on it, then even if a person does sit on it, it won't get the avatum of tumas midras. Tumas midras is only things that are equally made for sitting and other thing else are primarily made for sitting. But if the kli is primarily made for something else, for usage, then even if one sits on it, it will not be mekabel tumas midras.